Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. Today I want to talk about whether no contact will work if your ex has moved on. Now, this is one of the top fears that people have when they're doing no contact, especially if this is the first time that you're doing no contact. And that fear is that no contact won't work if your ex has moved on and they're dating someone else. And that's why people don't want to do no contact, or they break no contact. They want to stay in contact, and they beg and they plead for weeks or maybe months sometimes until they see that it's not going to work. They think that by staying in contact, they'll stop their ex from meeting someone else or from moving on. But the thing is that even if you're in contact with your ex, that's not going to stop them from meeting someone else. I mean, even if you're in a relationship, your partner can meet someone else. Anyone can meet anyone at any time. So constantly staying in contact with someone is not what's going to stop them from meeting someone else. And you're actually going to lower your chances of getting your ex back if you're staying in contact with them, because as I mentioned earlier, you're probably going to be needy and clingy and insecure. And that's never attractive, whether you're in a relationship or whether someone has broken up with you and they're moving on. No one wants to see that. As I said, people can meet someone anytime. You can't stalk your ex 24/7 and jump in if it looks like they're about to meet someone. Oh no! Or, you know, they can meet someone online and you'll never know. I mean, I know someone who was in a relationship. They were living together. And before she got on a plane to go to the East Coast for work, she said to him, "Oh, Carlos, I love you so much. I can't live without you." That's how I imagine she said it. I don't know. I wasn't there. Anyways, fast forward 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, she called him up and said, "I've met someone else. Get your stuff out of my house and get out." True story. And she married that other guy, and they are still married to this day. So even if you're in a relationship, someone could meet someone. So don't think that sticking around and staying in contact with your ex is what's going to stop them from moving on. Unfortunately, that's not true. And I've had many coaching clients who did listen to me and they did stick to no contact, as opposed to those few who didn't. And their ex started dating someone else, but they still got them back. Do you know why that is? Because here's the thing. Even if someone breaks up with you, there's still a part of them that's interested in you, that wants you, that remembers the good things. Except the part of them that doesn't want you has the majority rule right now. And so what they say goes, kind of like politics. And so even if they've broken up with you and they've moved on physically, meaning they're no longer in your life, they may not necessarily have moved on emotionally. That's where you get the expression, that person is still hung up on their ex. There are a lot of people walking around who are still hung up on their ex. And this could even be an ex from a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whether they were the person that were broken up with or they did the breaking up. And so that's why I tell people when they first meet someone on the very first date, one of the things you absolutely must do is find out when their last relationship ended and who ended it. Now you have to be a little sneaky about this. You can't just, "So when did your last relationship end?" You want to be a little more subtle. You'd be amazed the things that people tell you on the first date. In fact, I had a first date once with a guy and he did everything perfect. Everything was wonderful. I liked him, classy guy, nice guy, well-dressed, la la la, the whole package. Everything was perfect, except one little thing. And that is, it had been only 3 months since he was out of a 7-year relationship. And I knew that even though he wanted to end it, there was no way that he was over it and I was going to be a rebound. And so I couldn't see him again, unfortunately. So don't think that just because your ex has broken up with you or that they've moved on or appear to be moving on, that they don't have feelings for you, that no contact isn't working. And that's why if you're on dating apps, and most people are these days, you need to find out, because I'm on dating apps and I always find out when their last relationship ended, and there's a lot of guys on dating apps, I can tell you, who have hopped on there right after a relationship ended, and that is not the type of person you want to date, because guys are more likely to look for someone new right away than women are, because that's how guys deal with breakups. It doesn't mean they don't care about their ex, it doesn't mean they don't have any more feelings for their ex. Guys can't deal with emotions as much as women can, so they prefer to act, and therefore, for them, it's easier to just get on a dating app. But keep in mind that just because they're dating someone else, it doesn't mean that their interest level in that new person will be the same as it was with you when things were going well. They're going to have a different interest level in that other person. In fact, I told the story in my video titled, "I Got My Ex-Boyfriend Back Using the No Contact Rule." One of my former coaching clients was a woman who got her ex back after 3 months of no contact, even though he had moved on and was dating someone else. But he still had feelings for her, and he confessed at dinner. He cried and said that he still had feelings for her. And it's obviously so he wasn't into the new girl as much as he was into the ex. So to answer the question, will no contact work if my ex has moved on? The answer is hell yes. So if your ex has started dating someone else, comment below and tell us the story. We've really built up a great community on YouTube where people answer each other and help each other out, and I'm really proud of that. So let me know what your story is regarding your ex. And if you would like my help personally through private coaching, please contact me at theartoflove.net and we can send you the rates. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.